It's gonna be a good day.
Gunners and Ali.
Gunners and Ali for breakfast.
On the wave.
Good morning, Gunners and Ali and Simple Minds. That's Don't You Forget About Me, around about 10 past 6. Morning, Ali.
Good morning. I mean, come on, how epic could that song get? It's from the 80s movie, The Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
Judd Nelson fist pumping in the air because he got to kiss a popular girl.
Simple Minds, one of the biggest 80s stadium bands there was. Amazing.
Yes. Such a great song. What a way to start our morning, Gunners.
Yes. How was your weekend?
It was massive, actually.
Very nice.
It's definitely a triple coffee Monday.
Oh, let's get that happening right now.
Mobile phones are pretty much part of everybody's daily life in Australia. We've got them glued to our hands at some stage during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that the first call from a mobile phone was made way back in 1973?
I did, actually.
Okay. Did you know who it was made by?
Yeah, it was made by some guy, and he made it from the street to a guy in New York in a building.
Yeah, close. It was made by Martin Cooper, the engineer of Motorola, and he was on the streets of New York.
Yep.
And he called his biggest rival from AT&T just before he gave his press announcement, saying to him, "Do you know where I'm calling you from?" Because he'd beaten him to the technology of calling from a mobile phone.
Take that.
Yes, it was the size of a brick, but who cares?
And had that bloody huge antenna on the side of it as well.
Winning. But without that technology, we wouldn't have our smartphone technology today.
Thanks, Martin Cooper.
The Hard Word with Gunners and Ali.
It's Monday, which means my turn to do the hard word, and it's a word that starts with Z.
Ooh.
And the word is zoetrope.
Zoetrope, I like
it. Zoetrope. Is it A, an optical spinning toy, B, a sun-loving flower, or C, an exaggeration?
I'm going to go with B.
A sun-loving flower?
Yeah.
Your final answer?
Yep.
Actually made one of these at school. It's an optical spinning toy.
I was going to say that because I thought it kind of sounded like kaleidoscope, but then I thought zoetrope kind of sounds something like amoebic, so maybe something to do with plants.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Your logic was sound. The result, not so much.
Okay, put it in a sentence.
Daniel built a zoetrope at school.
Fabulous.
Time to play Radio I Spy. 91.7 The Wave. Good morning. Who's this?
Dermot.
Dermot. How are you going, Dermot?
How are you doing?
Very fabulous. Well, thank you.
Okay, do you know the location we're talking about if we were having a winter getaway at the RAC Busselton Holiday Park? I spy with my little eye something starting with G.
I was going to say Geograph Bay.
You know what? Bravo.
Correct, Dermot.
It's a bay with crystal clear waters, absolutely gorgeous to swim in. That means you're one step closer to $1,000 to spend at RAC Parks and Resorts. Congratulations, Dermot.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.